In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this healing of the 10 lepers seems similar in many ways to the healing of the blind man that we just heard about. It begins much the same way. Jesus is walking, and someone cries out after him. In this case, it was the 10 lepers. And they cried basically similar to the blind man. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. The blind man said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And we talked about how that is really a template for the Jesus prayer. And the blind man was healed. But a better way to say it is he was made whole. Because you can be healed of a given malady, but still not be whole. Jesus healed the blind man completely. And the reason he did was because of his faith. Now here is where the similarities break down somewhat. Because the lepers were cleansed, but only one came back to give thanks unto God. It's interesting though that they all must have had some amount of faith. They weren't completely without faith, not any of them. Because Jesus said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. They weren't healed at the time. In the law, when a leper was cleansed, he had to immediately show himself to the priest for verification. And then there would be some ablutions made and sacrifice, and then he would be declared cleansed. But these men were not cleansed yet. He said, go show yourselves to the priest. Much like he said to the man without any eyes, when he made eyes for him out of mud, go wash. And what happens? He's healed. But not at the moment, only after he performs the deed. So they're going to the priest and they're cleansed. Only one of them went back to give thanks unto God. What an amazing thing that such a marvelous thing would happen to a person and they wouldn't give thanks to the one that helped them. Now there is kind of a double meaning here. He said, go show yourself to the priests. The Samaritan did. He went back to the high priest. He went back to the priest of priests. But the others just fulfilled the law. The letter of the law. They went to the priest and were verified that they were healed, and then they would be able to rejoin the community. But only one was healed. Only one was made whole. Only the one who came back to the high priest. And why was he healed? For the same reason the blind man was healed, because of his faith. And we talked a lot about faith when we discussed the blind man. Faith is living the gospel. Faith is doing, not saying what we believe, but doing what we believe. Here we see another aspect of faith that is brought to bold relief. That if we're honest with ourselves, we would say, we don't measure up to this standard. And that is of thankfulness. The man was cleansed. And he was thankful. So he went back to the one who had cleansed him. Are we thankful? Perhaps we would say yes. Perhaps we would be able to be completely honest with ourselves and say no. But do we know the depth to which we really lack in our thanksgiving to God? Everything that happens is by the mercy of God. Everything in our life is from God's love for us. Do we thank Him? Do we feel the tremendous joy that should be present in us? That God has taken us who were formerly aliens and far off and brought us near? That we can cry, Abba, Father. Isn't this an amazing thing? This news should never get old. And we should always be remembering it. And the way you remember something is not by putting it on a note card and putting it in your breast pocket and reading it once in a while. The way you remember something is by living in accordance with it. Jesus healed. Jesus gave us wholeness. So we must live according to that wholeness. we must live as He lived. That's the way we show our thankfulness. We must feel an obligation. Not because He is obligating us, but because our very own soul forces us to obey Him because of our joy over what He's done for us. Are we thankful to God? Do we live like it? Or are we like the nine lepers? Remember, I've told you, when you read the gospel, when you read the epistles, when you read any of the scriptures, read it so that what is it going to tell you today? How do you compare? Are you like the ones that are wretched in the story? Or do you have some amount of the blessedness of those that are blessed in the story? Why do you have this blessedness if you indeed feel you have some? What are you being told to do? What example are you being shown? And do you measure up to this example? We're shown a couple examples here. That of a person who follows the law. And they would be upstanding members of the synagogue in only a little while. But they were not made whole. Or the example of the person who feels so much the love of God within them and is so overwhelmed by this love that they desire to thank God in what they do and what they say and who they are. Certainly, this man, because of his great act of gratitude, we can know that he didn't just go back to living whatever life he lived. He changed. Because he was made whole. The blind man changed. Not only was he no longer blind, but now he would live completely according to the purpose in life that God had planned for him. To know him intimately. Shall we say, to see him. And in the case of these lepers, shall we say, to touch him. So are we like this blind man? Are we like this Samaritan leper? In that when God heals us, and of course He's healing us daily, and He's filling us with His Holy Spirit daily, and He's enlightening us, and sometimes rebuking us, and helping us, moment by moment, do we recognize this in our life? Or is this something that more or less gets washed away with the hubbub of life? One of my favorite little Texas sayings from someone in the parish who says, it's very hard to have a conversation when a train is running through your head. It's very hard to thank God when so much else is going on. When we're distracted by this and by that. There's one thing needful. The salvation of our soul. And this leper understood that the one who saved him, the one who healed him, could save him. And he was so thankful. So let us be like this leper, this Samaritan leper. Let us recognize we have leprosy just like he did. But God will heal us. And God is healing us. Let us live according to this knowledge. Otherwise our life is really meaningless. Because true healing is to be made whole. So that we would know God and see Him without shame. May God help us to be like this leper. Amen.